Have you been up there?
No, I never been there. But I've been to New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
We listen to him, Billy. That's a good, you hear that sometimes? That's a good preacher. We send him some money once in a while. He sent a letter lately that his wife got in a tree to make a swing for one of the kids that she felt that she really hurt herself. Mm. You know, the Bible was, when I was a Catholic, nobody read the Bible in our language. It was in Latin in those days, so they change it now.
Uh-huh.
But when I started going to the revival, you know, and hear the Bible, it was so different than what I heard, and I found out that I was not a saved person because I didn't do what Jesus expects us to do to accept him as a savior.
Mm-hmm.
So I accept him. I joined the church. I accept Jesus as my savior, and I was saved.
When did you do that?
Oh, about 55 years. About 45 years or 47 years ago. And it was really hard to stand because my family didn't want it.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want me to join. I'm the only one in my family that accept Christ as a savior.
Your
and
husband joined?
Oh, yeah. I went the first one. He came, then one of his brother came.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've been in the church all the time, you know. I raised my kid in the church, too.
Are there very many Baptists in this area?
That's quite a few now.
But they have a fairly new church.
We've been in this church about 10 years ago here.
That's nice.
And I have a grandson that leads the singing. He's very good for singing.
Uh-huh.
And his wife is from North Carolina. He met her at Louisiana College. You never been in Alexandria?
No, I've never been.
In Pineville. But I sent my kid to a college over there. Mm-hmm. It's a Baptist college in Pineville. And he met that girl, and he married her.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good work in the church. Her dad is a preacher. He lives in North Carolina. She had a sister that lived in South Carolina. But I never been over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, so my sister came and my brother, they said, you have to undo what you did that day, because I went and get baptized. I didn't let them know about it, and they hate it. My mother fussed at me all the time. One day I told her, I said, if it's to come and fuss me like that, you better not come.
Mm-hmm.
See me, because it's too hard, and I know I'm safe, and I'll stay like that. So she stayed about a year, then I have my last daughter born. I told her to come see the baby, so she came. She never said a word after that part. It was so strange to think that I was going to hell to leave my religion, you know. A lot of those Catholics would like to go and join church and understand, but with the parent raising them like that, they don't want to disobey a parent. It's very hard to do.
Are you on good terms with your family now?
Oh, yeah. They understand that I was doing the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Then I had a sister that lived. I interest her to listen when there's a French preacher come from New Iberia. He come on radio every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So now she listened to him every week, and then they listen to Billy Graham. Of course, she can't hear too good in English, but I think she make it.
Does this preacher here, does he speak French?
No. He just left. He said he went to New York over there to help some missionary to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, they asked him to go over there, and this, he said, for 2 months, he struggled with that call, that God make a call on him to go over there and help those people. Because there's not many, it's a split church, and he said there's an old town where he lived, near, over there, near New York.